Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show. No Joel Blank. He's definitely listening, though.
Stop.
What?
$200, one to go. Plenty more.
$200, one to go.
Plenty more of the big show.
Plenty more of the big show. There's
you haven't
no way
said
I can do
big
it.
Show once today.
You know what? I feel like he gets teased a lot about calling it the big show. He gets enough grief from AJ, who just like walked it. In and called yeah. you a white woman.
Yep, he did.
Which I thought was said hilarious.
Said I was a basic bitch. That's
because you said. Like ranch. So according,
he said shakes and gravy is better on fries than ranch dressing. And I said, you're wrong. Next.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, it is. And I was like, no, it's not. You're wrong. He goes, you're a white woman. And I said, no, white people love ranch dressing. He goes, it's a dressing for salad. That's what it is. It's a dressing. I was like, no, they also make ranch dip. If you go to McDonald's and they say, what do you want with your nuggets? You can get ranch. It's a dipping sauce as well as a dressing. So he just had to take that L. And he'll be in here shortly or he'll argue with me at 4 o'clock. Either way.
Well, we'll keep
it's so weird that AJ and I would argue. We never argue.
Oh, you guys argue. Every single time you guys are
we
in the hallway.
We might as well be married. Yeah. We really should.
It's
like
funny,
AJ
actually.
And I argue nonstop.
So Joel was listening and he schooled me on the Wisconsin cheese curds.
Oh, he is listening.
He opened up the text by calling me a dumb. Hey, dumbass.
Okay. Valid.
Don't judge them unless you get real ones in the Midwest. None of this imposter
exactly.
curds. And then he said, you never need sauce for cheese curds unless they are deep fried, which means they are not fresh. So they probably pre-bought the curds, threw them in a deep fryer.
We had deep fried cheese curds.
So those are not fresh, according to Joel.
Well, whatever. Whatever I had in Minnesota was amazing.
Yeah.
I would say try it in the Midwest. It's kind of like this. Think of it this way, Nick. Would you trust queso made down here, or would you go to Idaho, and they're like, oh, try this chips and queso. And you're like, you just melted cheddar cheese. That's not queso. First of all, it's cheddar. No one uses cheddar in their queso unless it's on top or a blend.
Right.
But you guys just straight up melted cheddar cheese and called it queso. Not the same thing, right?
Yeah, not the same thing at
all.
So
if someone was in Idaho and was like, I tried queso and it's awful. Nah, bitch, you need to try it down in Texas. You'll like it. So I think that's what he's saying.
Probably.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
For once, Joel made sense and he wasn't here to do it.
So. I just wasn't ordering that again. Like, that place has a bunch of good stuff on their menu. I'm just not ordering that again.
And as far as, well, I don't want to say it wrong. I want to say Putin, and that's the president of Russia, and that's not right. Poutine. Josh Rapp said, in Jersey, they call them disco fries. And he said, is that better? Yes, that's way better. Disco fries sound delicious
and
fun.
It sounds appealing.
He was like, Barry, do you want some disco fries? Hell yeah.
I've never found the word poutine to be appealing
See?
In its sound, ever.
Doesn't
no,
sound...
totally agree with you in that dynamic, for sure.
So there we go. Okay.
All right. Now, usually we have more than 6 minutes to order our
Uh-oh.
Food or make a decision on a food order when we're looking at a menu.
Correct.
Because they want to give you enough time. But you would think you would be afforded a lot more time if you're making a big decision on an NBA contract like Enes Kanter. But apparently the Blazers only gave him 6 minutes to make a decision on whether or not he wanted to sign with the Portland Trail Blazers or not.
What was the offer? I mean, like, that sounds like, even if it's a reasonable, if it was like a, hey, we're going to give you the minimum, that I could decide that in 6 minutes or less. But if it's like, we're going to give you a couple of years, and a certain amount, you know, that might or might not be a borderline acceptable amount. I want to talk to my wife, or I want to talk to my kids, or I want to talk to my agent, and this and that and the other. 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Did they say why they only gave him 6 minutes? Is there a particular, like, hey, we've got a better option on the phone, and, you know, you got 6 minutes?
Well, this is the, I guess, like the quote that Mark Spears of ESPN posted on his Twitter, and it reads as follows. Okay, I was considering signing with Blazers, and it reads just like that, but they gave me only 6 minutes to make a decision. I felt pressure and didn't feel comfortable, so I told him I need to think about it so I can call my brother so he can ask my family, because I can't call my family directly, but they kept pushing it, so I told them no. So they were pressuring him to sign the deal. He ended up signing to a 2-year deal with the Boston Celtics worth $10 million. And so I don't know if the offer that he got from the Blazers was a little bit more or less, but Mark Spears did speculate, saying maybe they were just trying to get him to sign so they can use that as trade value and get rid of him somewhere else. Because they did trade for, I believe it was a center that they were going for, Hassan Whiteside of Miami.
Always be skeptical when someone is rushing you to make a decision.
Oh, for sure.
Always. And you're talking to a guy that used to sell cars and timeshares. And anytime someone is trying to tell you that you don't have time, that you must make the decision right now, they know something that they don't want you to know, or they're trying to dupe you or take advantage of you.
100%. And we always talk about, like, what were we talking about yesterday? We were giving Daryl Morey.
Yep.
Like, you were kind of saying, hey, you know, like, maybe just, you weren't saying this was for sure, but you're like, maybe other GMs in the NBA have caught on to Daryl Morey's, like, fleecing ability and getting all these trades. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What does this say about Portland? You're giving one of your guys 6 minutes to make a decision on a multi-million dollar contract.
That's a bad look.
I don't think there's enough that can be said about that.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's a business side, but I think that's unfair.
Yeah, it's almost like he was never, like you said, it could have been part of the, oh, we're just going to use you as trade bait. So just, are you in or not? Because we got another guy we'll trade.
Yeah, and the good thing about Cantor is that he's very vocal. There's a lot of guys out there that probably would not bring that to public.
Right.
Like to public
life. Oh, he will. He's already getting death threats, so it doesn't matter.
Did you see Damian Lillard responded to it, though?
What'd he say?
No, what'd he say?
He tweeted out shortly after that and said, sometimes there's a chance you lose out on two people because you're waiting on one. He said, what I can confirm is that my boy was not given 6 minutes, LOL. He was probably down to 6 minutes of the original 45 that they gave him and realized he couldn't make the decision in the 6 minutes.
Oh, so he's saying,
so he's saying there's two sides to the story. He says they gave him probably about 45 minutes. He got down to the 6 minute mark and went, oh crap, I don't know what to do. All right, no.
45 minutes is still not enough time. Yeah.
That's enough time to call your family if that's what he really wanted.
Well, his situation is a little bit different because he can't call his family directly. So it's a bit, he has to, because of the, I guess, the political issues overseas. But I'm just saying,
if you had to make a decision on money and relocation or whatever, like the all the stuff you have to weigh in the NBA, 45 minutes is just not enough time. I wouldn't want days to mull that over.
Well, if it's relatively speaking, right? Like if that's the average time that they give someone of his caliber to make a decision on a 2-year contract, maybe I can understand it. Like if it's all relative and maybe other people have been given 45 minutes, but if it's a rare situation, but a lot of these moves happen so fast. We always talk about how there's definitely tampering going on in the NBA because all these deals are being done 2 minutes before 6 p.m. comes around and everybody knows where everybody's at. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I guess there's just so much involved in a decision like that. You know, there is a ton involved in that.
I'm just saying I've legit looked at a food menu and have taken longer than 6 minutes as to what I want to eat.
Let alone
a $10 million decision. You know what I mean? So it's just a crazy situation.
I agree. Yeah.
There's two sides to every story. And if they really gave him only 6 minutes, yeah, I feel for him. But I don't ever want to be put in that. Even the 45. But at the same time, if you put yourself in the GM's position where you have somebody on the phone saying, hey, like if Miami was waiting on the phone, they say, hey, we're going to give you Hassan Whiteside. You're going to get him cheaper. You can replace Enes Kanter. And you're sitting there going, well, I got to let him. I already threw the offer out there. I got to figure out something with him first. I'm not going to rescind that offer and do him like that.
Yeah, you're right. You can be backed into a corner as a GM, but at the same time, you can't expect a guy to make that kind of decision. And why? What's the urgency on the other end? What at some point, somebody is making it urgent for what? Who's ultimately giving you the ultimatum that's making it that urgent? Is it not your trade partner, but the third team in the deal, or they're looking to trade with somebody who's giving them an ultimate. Like, at some point, it goes down the line, and you just have to be like, hey, man, I can't expect this dude to make a decision in 45 minutes.
But that's, I mean, that's what you use a deadline for. Like, if you're the one that's making the offer, that's kind of like the leverage that you use is, look,
sure,
this offer stands up until this time or date, right? So I guess it's a common technique.
I wonder if that is common. That's a good question. I wonder if most players, when presented with an offer, are given such a short timetable of 45 minutes to an hour.
I feel like most
2 hours or a day or 20, you know, whatever it is.
I feel like the motivation comes from the fact that they want to save some money, right? That if they field other offers, that they could potentially get a better contract and make more money. So, yeah, anything that has to do with deadlines, I feel like could be a little shady, or at least be perceived that way.
Right.
I feel like Cantor felt that way if he really only got 6 minutes to make a $10 million decision.
I need more time than that.
All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. It's the usual suspects. We mentioned earlier a mom willing to sleep with 18 different, or she did sleep with 18 different men, and the husband's okay.
We need to discuss that.
I think that's super weird.
Worn out, super weird. Too. Listen, all right, we'll get to it.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the usual suspects, ESPN975.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, we keep it moving on The Usual Suspects. ESPN Radio, ESPN975.com. 713-780-3776. Is the number to call or text if you wish to participate. Nick Sciarra, Barry Laminack, Aaron Raybould, all the way until 4 p.m. before the Blitz takes over. I mentioned going into the commercial break about this mom who is really, you know, she just wants to enrich and enhance her sex life.
Okay.
Got the blessing of her husband, and she wanted to participate in group sex. The first time she did it, it was with 10 men. It wasn't enough. She upped it to 18. And she feels very empowered when she does this. So here's the quote as it reads from mirror.co.uk. I did the right thing and my husband was the first person I had sex with, but that didn't mean I didn't have fantasies about sex with strangers. I tell him about my adventures and he gets really turned on. Hearing what I've been up to, it always leads to amazing sex for the two of us.
If I bought a fitted hat and my wife let 18 other dudes try on that hat, stretch it out, it don't fit no more. I'm gonna be pretty upset. Now, not everybody's gonna stretch it out. I get it. But enough might. 18 dudes in my fitted hat in one night.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to wash this thing and shrink it.
Yeah.
I'm not down for this.
She added that go ahead.
No, please.
Her husband loves to watch her facial expressions when she does it.
So he's a cuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what he is. He's a cuck. He's about that cuck life, bro.
Yeah.
As that one 18. Dude told me on the road. Look, there are people that were like, I would like to sleep with another man one time. And you're like, well, I did cheat on you, so go ahead. That's fine. I guess I'll allow it. 18 dudes is a lot in one marriage, much less one night.
Yeah. I don't see.
There's a lot of things that I'm open about and progressive about, but having 18 other dudes have sex with my wife in the same night, first of all, that's nasty. If you're dude number three, it's disgusting, much less dude number 18 in a night.
Yeah,
that grosses me out.
I think my favorite quote, the first time I did it, it was with 10 guys and it felt amazing. Yes, the sex was great, but knowing that these guys are here for me and me alone is really empowering.
So she's an attention whore, for lack of a better word.
She's a bit of an alpha, I guess. Yeah.
I'm
shocked at how public people are about their... But this is the new age. This is 2019.
How do you approach that? Now, it was probably had a lot to do with the guy, too, though. Because the guy was like, hey, you know, if you ever wanted to bang another dude, I would totes watch.
Really?
And then you're like, some chicks are going to be like, oh, my God, what about 10? He'd be like, whoa, boy, I didn't. I mean, now you're getting greedy a little bit. Yeah. I said, oh, dude, now you want to do 10? Well, what about a baker's dozen? You're like, damn. How about 18? Like, damn, woman.
I've never understood the concept of watching and being.
I don't either. And I'm not a jealous guy
from watching.
I'm not a jealous guy, but at the same time, I would be infuriated imagining my wife having sex with another man.
Yeah, I'm just interested in what their conversations and their relationship were like before this all happened. Like you mentioned, did he cheat? Or was she just a freak all along and all of a sudden she just wanted to, you know, like, because I feel like a part of it is her. She initiated this, right? Or do you really think he's the one who initiated? Like, she has to be.
Well, if he likes
to watch, he probably
could. If he likes to watch her facial expressions, that's creepy. And then I'm probably like, well, but I just take joy. I just want to see her happy. Bro.
Yeah.
You got dudes from beating it up and you're watching it? No.
I've never understood that.
Put a mirror in front of the bed and you beat it up and watch it. 18 dudes. My God, you had the Astros and the Rockies team.
Yeah.
They're going to field 18 dudes when they play today. You let two baseball teams in one night.
Put that in perspective, man. That's
crazy.
Dude, that's terrible. I don't know where you came up with that idea of why. But look, I mean, I guess I'm a transparent dude. I'm not that damn transparent. There's no way in hell I'd be okay with this at all. At all.
I want at least he ain't like Ernie Banks. Let's play two. That's 36 teams. Man, that's two teams, 30. No, bro. What?
They didn't reveal a picture. I didn't see any pictures of her.
That's the next question. What does she look like?
Yeah, I didn't see anything on that particular link. There was no picture of her. It was just a bunch of quotes.
Man, I don't want to be disgusting about
this. And I feel
this.
Like this is happening overseas, so.
Well, yeah, because it's the mirror. If it's on the mirror.co.uk.
Right. Not that it doesn't happen here. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
This particular story.
I mean, there was that dude that said that, you know, that couple that tried to pick me up in Fort Worth. And that same thing. He wanted to watch me have sex with his wife.
Oh, the doorbell.
No, it was the another different couple? One. Not the doorbell lady. She just wanted to poke my beehole. For some reason, she just wanted to touch it. That was the weirdest thing I've ever had.
That was so weird.
I don't know. Of all the
never
stuff,
forget that story.
A couple tried to kidnap me and take me to Juarez, and that wasn't as weird as a lady literally just touching me on the...
Wow.
In the beehole. I'm like, ma'am, that's
not okay.
What
would you do
okay.
if you saw her today?
That
would
was a Me Too moment, ma'am. Why? Yeah. You violated me.
Yeah. Did you report?
But I was like, hey, well, you can't just check my oil like that, right? Yeah. In the middle of, we're taking pictures. But no, the other time was in Fort Worth, and this woman came up to me after the show. She's like, can I take a picture with you? I said, sure, no problem. She said, my husband will take it. I said, okay. You remember this? And then, so she stands next to me. She puts her arm around me, and he's like, oh, let me get the focus and turn this. And she leans up to whisper in my ear, and she goes, I told my husband I was going to bleep the bleep out of you tonight.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you did say this. I remember this.
And then she looked at him, and he looked at me, and he winked, and he goes, I'm about that cuck life, bro. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
You got weird fans, though.
I do.
Dude, you've got plenty of weird fans.
Picture over. You're not, because now I'm thinking they're gonna put this phone on a stand and look at my face while they have sex and be like, yeah, you might as well be here. No, player, no, this is weird.
Now, some of it I understand because you go to weird
I'm
places.
Hot.
Well, because you go to weird places like, you know, like our version of cut and shoot,
like
but
Lowell,
in Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah. I was trying to remember the city name.
Lowell, Arkansas. might so have part, something like
I'm
that
blame,
happen.
I'm going to blame some of these weird
Dude,
fans on
Fort
cities.
Dude, this was Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, Fort Worth, I don't understand.
Twice in Fort Worth, Texas. I could even expect it in Dallas. Dallas chicks are weird. But Fort Worth is upscale.
Fort so Worth is Dallas. Dallas is, you know, I mean, that's why you always talk about how bougie it is and how it's cleaner.
It's nice up there. But Fort Worth is very much more. Well, the areas that I've ever seen in Fort Worth, I'm sure there's some bad parts of Fort Worth. Yeah. But for the most part, Fort Worth, I think, is the nicer part of the Metroplex up there.
It's probably right.
And Plano. And so I'm in those cities, too. But I don't understand. Maybe it's just because I'm not into it. But I've never understood the fascination with watching another man have sex with your wife. Or in that case, women that are okay with another chick having sex with their man. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I know there was an NBA player who, like, she allowed it because, like, she knew that he would do it anyway. It was
who was that?
Kirilenko, I think.
Like, once or twice a year, he could go cheat.
It was once a year, and he played for the Jazz.
Yes.
There's a Russian player, I believe. I forgot his name. Yes. I think it's Kirilenko. I can't.
I think you're right. But was it once a year he could
have. So obviously he's not limiting himself to just one girl.
Do we know if she picked it or if he picked it? Because that's important. Because if you have those rules, she feels a little controlling, but obviously cool enough to let him cheat once a year.
Yeah.
But I bet she was like, but I get to pick her. And you're like, all right, but the last 3 years they haven't had all their arms and legs.
Totally so agree. If she
I feel
gets
like
to pick,
you're
yeah.
the one chick with the one eye and no teeth and this is just, can we just have a whole person at least?
See, if she picks, I would totally, I don't even know if that's a good deal.
No.
I don't even know if that's a good deal at all.
Because you know there's going to be something wrong with him.
Because if she doesn't get to pick, he could have many first, you know what I mean? Like he could say, like, this is the first time. This is my one
right.
for this year, for 2019, when in reality, it could be his third or his fourth.
Yeah, because he's not saying.
So it does matter if she gets
that's
to
like,
see or
it's
not.
It's like crack, right? It's like first one's free. Like she's like, you get one a year, but he's out there like smoking crack when she's not looking because he's now he got that taste. Now he's jonesing for it.
Yeah. You got your boy Troy. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That's up to you. That's you.
We got to get to a break here in just a second.
A little Troy, bit later. After you talk about how you're going to help people save money.
Is it time right now? Is it time right now? Oh, no?
A minute or two. That's fine. You can do it now.
All right, Troy, you got 30 seconds, buddy.
Hey, Barry, good job, man. You think about 18 dudes, and you think, okay, well, but when you put it into perspective, two baseball teams, and then you think about them running out there and seeing them all out there, you think, man, it's that many dudes plus that many more. Good job, brother.
Appreciate you, Troy. Yeah, it's a whole different thing when you start thinking about, damn, they batted around and they're still batting.
Yeah.
That's batting around twice.
Yeah.
No. Like I
said.
And
the husband is helping
like
out
I
passing
said,
condoms and everything.
It's a fitted hat. I don't want it to be loose and falling off and all that either. That's outside.
They left the sweat stains on there, didn't even wash it. And just.
You just made it worse. Hey, guys, if you're out there hearing my voice right now and you haven't downloaded Get Upside to your phone, I don't know what you're waiting on, but you need to get on it right now because you are leaving money at the pump. Yes, you are. I tell you that. You are leaving money at the dinner table. I promise you that as well. My guy, Matthew Dover Spike, he's on it. He sent it to me. He got $1.88 back on his first fill up. And look, it's going to change. I told you we had another listener, Kyle, who got $4 back just randomly on a fill up. Not his first one, but just randomly. $4 when he eats. The money is out there. You just have to go get it, and you have to get it through the Get Upside app. These businesses want you to go to them. So they're like, hey, if we offer you these deals through GetUpside, you'll come to us and not our competitors. Everybody wins. And that's the great thing about GetUpside. Completely free to put on your phone. No hidden fees, none of that. And like Matthew was asking me, he's like, well, am I only going to get gift cards? Because you can. You can get AMC gift cards, Amazon gift cards, food gift cards. But no, you can get PayPal money, you can get a check. There's a lot of different ways to get actual cash back in your pocket. It's so easy to do. It's a few clicks of a button, you're done. And like I tell you, man, use my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and you'll get a bump on your first fill up through the app. It's so easy to use. It's got a map feature, so you just find the deals around you. You claim the deal. You got, you know, you pay with a debit card, upload your receipt. You're doing all of that anyways, except uploading a receipt. And that is literally taking a picture with your phone. This could not be easier, and I don't want you guys to miss out on this money. So go download GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Send me a screenshot and thank me later. And don't go anywhere, guys. We're back in 60 seconds right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, I really got to check out tour dates for this band, Weezer. I absolutely love this band.
Really?
Yeah, it's literally one of my favorite bands ever.
Do they do a lot of covers now? There was some group that released a whole album of covers.
That was Weezer.
It was Weezer. What all did they cover on that album? Do we know?
Let me go pull it up. I can Tony
Google.
Braxton cover.
I'm not going to be
that
Joel.
That one wasn't on there.
I can Google, unlike Joel. I can figure out what was on the album.
Well, he voice Googles, so he can still Google. He just can't type.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they did a lot of covers, right? I tell you a great cover that I was showing Nick in the break is Lana Del Rey cover Doing Time by Sublime.
That was the first time I heard it. That was great.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. And I'm not a huge Sublime guy. I like some of their music. I do like Doing Time, but that one, that cover, outstanding. I highly recommend that if you're a Sublime fan or cover artist.
I love Sublime. The lead singer, I forget his name, but he died way too soon. I know he was like dating or married to Courtney Love. Yeah. Or no, that was Nirvana. That was Nirvana. But anyway,
that was Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
yeah.
Somebody
said going back a little bit to our fanny pack discussion, just so you know, Pamela, because I asked for females, I found one.
We're getting a bunch of no's. I feel like.
Yeah, Pamela said absolutely not. It's a hard no.
It's a hard no.
Hard no from Pamela.
Like a hell no.
Yeah. Somebody said, Walt said, my 80-year-old grandma rocks a fanny pack, but she keeps her 38 in it. Her 38 special in case the MF-er wants to start something.
Don't mess with grandma.
No, don't like do that. If you wear a fanny pack, you go to U of H. Nailed it.
First of all, there's nothing wrong with going to U of H. It's UH, not U of H.
Where'd you go?
UH.
And you want to rock a?
UH cap.
Fanny pack.
With a fanny pack.
He nailed it. Youngblood said there is a beer gut fanny pack that actually looks authentic. It's got like hair on it and a belly button. I've seen it. It's pretty funny.
I haven't seen that.
You could just wear a fanny pack and show your beer gut. It'd be a lot cheaper, I'm sure, because they got a.
What is Chris Davis tweeting about without context? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just curious.
What is that noise I keep hearing? Is your mic on?
Nope.
That's you over there, isn't it?
Something is rattling.
I hear it too.
It's not me, because I have nothing. I have no volume on my laptop or my phone.
No?
Everything is silent.
That's weird.
It's you.
Okay.
Or it's somebody else. I don't know who it is.
Oh, I get it. It's a baseball team going around the bases without context. That lady, 18 dudes. Just.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
I didn't see it. Didn't realize what he was getting there.
There you
getting
go.
At. Now I get it. Appreciate the clarification. That's just my education coming
in.
Yeah.
You're just showing it off.
Yep. 713-780-3776. It's The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank. Did we have a caller? We didn't have a caller.
It was Troy. We got to him before the break.
And he gone.
Yeah. I saw a funny thing about Kawhi because we were talking about basketball and these decisions to be made. And somebody, it was a tweet. I put it out. At Barry is funny. It's probably somewhere down my timeline. I retweeted it today. But it was a pretty funny tweet from a guy who said, anyone that would do this isn't in a hurry to make a decision or is going to tell you where they're going. Like leaking it. And it was Kawhi getting ready to go out on the court. And all of the Raptors were standing around. And one guy goes to fist bump Kawhi. And he looks at the dude. And he looks at his fist. And he just keeps walking. And the guy leaves it out there. Like, don't leave me hanging, Kawhi. And Kawhi points to the court. Like, just focus, man. You don't need to fist bump me. Just focus. Bro, it's just a fist bump.
Yeah.
What if that distracts you? What's really going on inside your head? But it does give you some insight into the kind of and I don't mean this term to be mean, but he's a bit of a weirdo.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, that's probably a part of the reason why a lot of people, some people make the argument that he's not an introvert, but we can only perceive what we can only see what we can see. So we look at him or sometimes label him as an introvert.
Yes.
You know? So I
this, I don't know if you saw it, but this is the video. So you can see the fist bump right here. And he's like, and Kawhi is literally just staring him down. He looks at his fist. He points. No, bro, we're going on the court. Don't fist bump me.
Is that a fan or someone that works with the team?
That's on the team. That he's got the hoodie on.
Yeah.
He's got the patch on, the NBA patch.
So that's not even a fan.
No, it was his teammate that he would not fist bump on the way to the court. Also, his finger is about six, 7 feet long.
Oh, Kawhi's?
Man, he looks like E.T. You remember when E.T. was like, ouch.
Got that Charlie Strong finger?
And it dude.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Every time I think about that,
He could block a shot from midcourt.
Yeah.
With the, he's got, that's why they call him the Claw, obviously.
Yeah.
But damn, his finger was long. If I just get a screenshot of that, that was crazy.
I think he might have been in the zone. That's such a weird video. I would post that too if I was there, but to leave him hanging, you're right. That's kind of weird. I never.
Look how long his finger is.
Yeah, that's long. And that's on the, and that's on a very, that's a Twitter-sized video, square video.
His finger is almost halfway up the forearm of whatever player is trying to fist bump him. Hashtag blessed.
According to this website, he has the ninth largest hands in NBA history.
Kawhi does?
Kawhi.
You're talking about...
George Marison probably has bigger hands, or Sean Bradley.
You're talking about some, well, what's his name? Lamar, not Lamar, Greg Oden. Probably has pretty big hands.
Yeah.
Well, we saw
a lot more than his hands.
He's not?
Nope, not the top 15.
Who's ahead of him?
So this is according to howtheyplay.com. So I'm not sure what they're going off of. But number one, I can never say his name.
Boban Marjanovic?
Yeah, Marjanovic.
Okay.
I always call it
Everybody calls him Boban.
Yeah.
Shaq.
Okay, two.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Giannis.
Giannis is three.
Gregory Smith.
Okay.
Connie Hawkins. Noah Vonleh, Julius Erving.
I was about to say, Dr. J hasn't been mentioned yet.
Yeah, he is one above Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Then you got Kawhi. Then you got Wilt.
Damn, hold on, pause. Kawhi Leonard's hand is bigger than Wilt Chamberlain's hand.
Yeah.
By a quarter of an inch.
That's insane to me. Because how big was Wilt? How tall was he?
Oh, he was a tall dude. He was definitely taller than Kawhi for sure.
Wilt was 7'1". And Kawhi is what, 6'8"? He's 6'7". That dude.
So the way they measure this is they measure from the bottom of the palm to the tip of your point or your middle finger, then from the tip of your pinky to the tip of your thumb. Now, as far as the width from the pinky to the thumb, he's the same size as Wilt, but he has an extra quarter of an inch palm to middle finger.
Man, I bet he does. I thought it looked weird because that's the second thing I noticed after, like, why didn't he fist bump him? When he pointed, I was like, oh, damn, it looked like he pulled a sword out and was going to start slashing people with that long-ass finger. It looked like a nightstick. I was like, oh, my God.
Like, if he seriously injured his hand, he would probably need all kinds of screws and stuff to, like, bolts to...
You had to get railroad spikes.
Yeah.
The thing is, you'd have to get a 2x4 to make a splint.
Yeah, I just...
That was astonishingly long for an index finger.
So where do you think Kawhi goes, man? I feel like he's hurting teams. He doesn't care. Because what happens is, and we talked about this a lot with Joel, that when you... When you have a guy like Kawhi who's not making the decision fast enough, what happens is a lot of these role players starts getting picked out off of the free agent market, and now the players that you wish to surround Kawhi with are not available. If you're the team that has a legitimate shot to securing Kawhi, do you just worry about that later? Just get Kawhi. If you're the Lakers, just get Kawhi.
Yeah.
Just get Kawhi and LeBron on the same team.
I saw somebody posted on like Instagram or Twitter. They're like, oh, it's almost official. He'll be a Laker. I feel like that this is really a two-horse race between the Lakers and Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have been, as much as they'll say he didn't care and he wasn't, I feel like in a way he was probably sitting back and watching what's going on in the East. What's taking place in the East. And he still wants to win. He still wants to win championships. And no one wants to take the hard route. And if all of the talent shifts from the West to the East, which a lot of it did move, a lot of it jumped over, and some of it stayed. I mean, you know, you got even Jimmy Butler, he stayed in the East. And then you got Durant going to the East, and now you're pairing him up with Kawhi. So the road to the finals is a bit more difficult if you're staying in the East. Not that the West is a cakewalk, but the big dogs, you know, got are probably not going to be as tough anymore. The Warriors are probably not going to be as challenging as some of the teams that are coming up, like the Jazz and the Nuggets. If I'm him, that's probably part of the what you're waiting on is where do all the big pieces go first? You know,
I saw this tweet that if Kawhi stays in Toronto, that there actually would be parity in the NBA again. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it would make things interesting because if he does leave the East, you got to consider if you're in the East and Kevin Durant and Kyrie are already in Brooklyn, that's something that you're going to have to face possibly. Not next season because KD's probably right. going to be out, but at some point. But if you make the decision and you go to the West, look who you're facing there. So it doesn't necessarily mean there's more talent in the East. That just it's just balanced a little bit maybe. But you're still facing a ton of talent in the Western Conference as well. It's not necessarily an easy road either way.
The Bucks are still going to be really good and one of the best teams in the East.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to
despite
say.
They lost losing Brogdon. Malcolm,
yeah, but
despite.
Still. Forget the Raptors. The Sixers are still legitimate and potent and got help with Horford, even though I feel like Al Horford might be the new Chris Paul as far as that contract goes.
Yeah.
The Celtics, I don't feel like got better. They're relying on Gordon Hayward to be the old Gordon Hayward. We're not sure if that's ever going to happen. The Pacers, I think, is the Jazz of the East. Everyone's sleeping on them, but I think it's everybody's sexy pick to surprise a lot of people and finish with a home court advantage in the playoffs. Then you got the Nets. You've got, if Jimmy Butler and the Heat, if they're able to put some things together. Yeah. So there's some moves that were made there. And then you never know, you know, in the West, what's going to happen with a few of these teams. But you know that the Jazz are better. You know Portland is legit. The Nuggets are good. The Warriors are still going to give people some fits. The Lakers are going to be a lot better. So if he there's a way to keep parity. One, yes, he stays in Toronto because then you can list Toronto amongst those best teams in the East with Kawhi.
Right.
Because Siakam and Lowry and Kawhi have proven that's a championship caliber team. But if he goes to the West and he goes to the Clippers, there's still parity in the NBA. But as soon as he goes to the Lakers, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's it. It's done. There goes your parity because there's your odds on no-brainer favorite to win the championship every year. They're the new Warriors.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting how things plan out because I always feel like the NBA always has a team that they want to go a particular, you know, distance in the playoffs or in the finals. I felt like obviously with the Golden State Warriors having the number of stars on that roster and winning as many championships they've had, you know, they've won in recent years, that's a team they want to put in there. Now you have superstars in the East, mm-hmm. and maybe there's, you know, more Supermax type of superstars on the West, but you still have that parity that you've been looking for a very long time because the West has been so dominant. I would like to see more parity. I don't want to see the same team go to the championship each and every year.
I agree. And there was already parity. I mean, this year you saw the parity in the East that existed because how many times in the past years in the NBA, could you look at players or teams on the outside of the playoffs in the Western Conference that would finish 9th or 10th or 11th
yeah.
and look at their record and you would go, well, damn, they would have been 4th or 5th in the East. That wasn't the case. The Sacramento Kings were the 9th team in the West with a 476 record. They would not have made the playoffs if they were in the East. And in the past, you could absolutely be like, oh, yeah, for sure, 9th team in the West is playoff team in the East. So the parity is already there. But yeah, there's a few guys that can shift that balance of power, just like you saw when LeBron left the East was wide open again.
Yeah, the dynamic completely changed.
Yeah.
It absolutely changed. All right, there you have it for NBA Talk, at least for the rest of the show. Only one more segment to go before the Blitz takes over. Fred and AJ, I believe, are in studio, right, Aaron?
Yes, they are.
Yep, not any no remotes. We have one more show with the usual suspects tomorrow before we all have the fourth off.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I
as
like
well.
Having the comp days, but days off are good because I get to spend it with my wife. So that'll be good.
All right, we'll wrap it up. Coming up next on The Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. It's Nick. It's Barry. It's Aaron. Do not move.
Summertime and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder. Me and my girl, we got this relationship.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, I could listen to this all day. I love anything Weezer, and I recognize a lot of their songs' lyrics.
Mm-hmm. You mean Sublime? This is Sublime.
Oh, Sublime. Sublime. But the best thing about a lot of these covers is that when they put like a heavy guitar riff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I've actually heard, and I know you're going to make fun of me, Taylor Swift covers. And they're
making fun of you? I love Taylor Swift.
And they have really good guitar, like covers with a good guitar riff.
A fellow Swifter. I don't know. What do they call them?
I don't know. No, they had a name for them.
Swifter is what you used them.
Swifties?
Swifties. I think that's what they were called.
Isn't that what you used to clean the floor with?
That's a Swiffer.
Oh, a Swiffer. Not a Swifter.
Is it Swifties?
Are they called Swifties? I know that Lady Gaga's peoples are called animals.
Monsters.
Monsters. Okay,
I don't know why I know that, though.
Katy Perry's people are called stupid because Taylor Swift is better. I don't know. I know there was a beef between Taylor Swift
and
Katy Perry, and now they're going to have sex so the whole world's happy. And they're not going to have sex, but they're going to make an album together.
I wasn't aware of their beef. Song.
Yeah, they were. Oh, yeah.
They hated each other for a while?
Years. You know how women get all catty when there's two popular chicks in school?
Yeah, and Katy Perry, when she rise, she kind of rise like...
Yeah.
Like, big time.
I was Team Taylor all the way, though.
Were you?
She's a psycho, but her music was way better.
Little fun fact, I believe Katy Perry has the most Twitter followers in the world.
Really?
Yeah, in the world.
Damn.
Yeah.
I do know I heard her do an interview once where she grew up and her parents were very religious and strict, and so that's part of why she got into music is she rebelled. Also, you know she probably was a lot, because that's what they do when they rebel. So
she's been transparent about some of the things she's done in the past.
She was with Russell Brand for a while, who was a funny dude, and he used to be mean to her.
He was funny as hell,
which is fine. I'm a Swifter.
What do you think he would be making? He'd probably make fun of her like the way he would take pictures of her that she used in the English vocabulary.
No, he would take pictures of her asleep with no makeup and put them on the internet. I'm like, bro, that's not cool at all. If I'm a superstar pop diva. And I'm only time people see me is when I'm all made up and pretty. And now I look like Oscar the Grouch. And you're putting those pictures on the internet? I'm mad at you, player.
It's a wonder that marriage didn't last.
Oh, go figure. Yeah, and I tell Nora all the time, don't you dare take pictures of me while I'm asleep without makeup.
She's supposed to be the one that... Get out of here. I didn't know where you were going with that. I was going to make fun of you. She's supposed to be the vain one in that dynamic.
Who, me and Nora?
Yeah.
Child, please.
You're the vain one?
I am so vain.
You would be more mad if she published a picture with no makeup than if you did that to her.
I would be more mad that she did it.
If she published a picture of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking all crazy? Yeah. Absolutely.
She wouldn't do that to you.
I'm known for being super handsome, so.
The worst responsibility to have as a guy.
By the way, do you know how many people are taking that seriously? They're like, I've seen a picture. You're ugly and you're a dumbass. So let's keep it moving.
The worst responsibility, though, that you can have as a guy is taking a picture from an iPhone of a group of girls. The worst responsibility.
That's a fact.
Because they're going to look at the pic, and they're going to ask you to take it again and again.
You know who again. You know who I learned that lesson from?
Who?
Kid from Kid and Play.
Really?
Christopher Reed. The weekend that I worked with him, I had never seen this before, you know, and he was real popular. Like, everybody recognizes Kid from Kid and Play. Everybody, right? So we would go eat, and we couldn't even eat breakfast at 3 a.m. It was just a nonstop stream of people coming up to the table. Oh, my God, I love you. And it would even be my mom loves you. My parents love you.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He knows what he is and how old he is and all that. But people were just like, can I take a picture? Can I take a picture? And it wasn't just there. It was at Twin Peaks, which is next to the club that we worked. And the one thing he kept doing, if there was a chick that wanted a picture, he would be like, yeah, baby doll, let's take that picture. And then they would take the picture, and he'd go, check it. And I was like, why do you do that? He said, because, dude, this is their one chance to get a picture with me.
Wow.
And women hate bad pictures of themselves. They don't care what I look like. They just want to look good when they take the picture with me. And the nicest thing you can do to that female at that time is to let her check the picture, because if she looks awful, she wants to take another one. He goes, bro, you do that, they're fans for life. And I don't mind.
And
I'm
I think
already
that makes
taking
sense
the picture. That's so cool.
That makes sense in his situation, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, they're more likely to publish the Instagram post tweet.
That's a good
and
point.
And mention him. I'm not famous. I'm going to go. They're going to ask me to take the picture. And then they're like, get out of here, bro. We're done with you.
Yeah.
After I've taken 10 or 15 attempts of this stupid ass picture that they want.
It's like, ladies, this ain't Olin Mills. What are we doing here? Yeah. Let's just get this snap and let's keep it moving.
I'm almost, no matter how hot they are. Actually, if they're hot, I'm not going
to. I was going to say, if they're hot, that's a great excuse to linger.
Yeah. You don't say no to a hot chick ever.
No.
If 20 picks, you just keep taking it.
You know, if it's a gaggle of fives, I don't know what you call a group of women that look or that are fives. I'm assuming it's a gaggle.
But isn't
if you
that
got
the whole
a gaggle
of
fives, you just whatever.
But that's whole point of the filters, though.
Yeah, but you usually filter afterwards. And those stupid little puppy filters where they put the dumb ears and the tongue hanging out, isn't that only just for like one or two? You get a gaggle of fives in there, and there's 9 or 10 of them. They ain't all getting the dog face. I mean, they may have a dog face, but they're not actually getting the dog ears and all that.
Right. I remember when we took the picture for the t-shirt that you would put a lot of the filters on yourself and Joel, but I was all natural in the picture, right? Like, there was
no
pretty filters needed, right?
No, that's not it at all.
That's exact.
I don't remember that happening.
I'm the only one that looks organic on that t-shirt, by the way.
Okay. I mean, truth be told, we did have to fix some fat spots on me and Joel. Truth be told,
but did you have to do any of that on me?
Yeah.
No.
I had to Photoshop out your horn.
Dang, did you? I totally forgot about that. Yeah. You couldn't see it from the picture.
You're sitting there trying to be all vain. I'm like, bro.
You couldn't see.
They're going to be like, who is Barry and Joel standing next to that unicorn?
No, I saw the original pic. There was no unicorn.
I had to Photoshop it out.
No, there wasn't.
All right, maybe not. But you did have some fat spots on your neck I had to get rid of.
All right, that was a really quick show, man. That was a fun-ass show. Joel will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in, Aaron. Thank you so much for producing.
Thank you, buddy.
For Barry, for Nick, it's the usual suspects. Coming up next, it's The Blitz with Fred and AJ. Do not go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.